In Maryland's historic Washington County, new development is always heavily scrutinized, so there was bound to be trouble when an outsider purchased a slice of the Antietam Civil War battlefield and erected a giant statue of General Robert E. Lee. The county's Historic District Commission formally rejected the proposal for the statue, but the decision was overturned on a technicality, and now outraged preservationists are taking the matter to court. Vince Pearson reports.
The Battle of Antietam was fought on September 17, 1862, on a vast 3,200-acre swath of farmland outside rural Sharpsburg. Today, all but about 500 acres are preserved within the Antietam National Battlefield. The new Lee statue sits on one of the privately owned plots on a grassy ridge just off Route 34. It's 24 feet tall and features Lee with binoculars astride his warhorse, Traveler.
Everything is anatomically correct. The statue looks beautiful. The horse looks fantastic. It's an excellent equestrian statue.
Leo Caradori runs a small Civil War museum just down the hill from the statue.
A lot of people have been stopping in. The regulars have been stopping in and happy about the statue. A lot of people stop on the road and take pictures and videos of it.
The owner of the statue, the museum, and the surrounding property is Maryland businessman William F. Cheney. An avid preservationist and collector of historic artifacts, Cheney outbid the Park Service in 1999 to purchase this 30-acre farm. He commissioned the Lee statue upon learning a little-known fact about the national battlefield. There are 99 monuments to Union soldiers and just 4 to Confederates.
In a battle that was the bloodiest day in American, still the bloodiest day in American history. And you had just as many, or very close to many, boys from the South die as the boys from the North. I figured the statue would be a wonderful representative of the boys, the Southern boys that died there, and to bring it a little more even.
But not everyone appreciates the gesture. Tom Clements is the president of the Save Historic Antietam Foundation, or SHAF. The 700 or so member group has filed a lawsuit in circuit court to have the statue torn down.
We're standing right now in really the very heart of the Battle of Antietam, or Sharpsburg, as the Southern partisans called it.
As he surveys a landscape of rolling fields and zigzagging wooden fences, Clements says SHAF has been working with the National Park Service to ensure Antietam remains one of the country's most pristine Civil War battlefields. Other than the numerous statues and monuments scattered about the field, the view hasn't changed much since the time of the war. And as of 1991, Clemens says even new monuments have been prohibited by a Park Service moratorium.
Well, I think the most important reason for the moratorium is to preserve the battlefield as it looked during the battle. I think that is a greater monument to the men who struggled there, north and south, than any marble or granite thing that we could erect. If we just continue to add monuments, generations and generations and generations, we lose the battlefield itself.
Clemens knows the moratorium doesn't apply on Cheney's private property, but says the principle still holds. He worries Cheney's monument could embolden other property owners to erect monuments in and around the battlefield.
And in the long run, what you do is you make it much more difficult for the National Park Service to interpret to the general public what happened here.
Clemens and others believe the statue may already be confusing visitors. For one, they say Cheney's property was held by the North during the battle, so it makes no sense to have a statue of the Confederate general there. William Cheney, for his part, maintains the statue is accurate. He notes a plaque at the base explains that Lee led his troops along the road in front of the farm 2 days before the battle.
General Lee was there. History certainly supports that. He came from Boonesville to Sharpsburg.
Cheney says he's tried to compromise with the preservationists. In fact, he says he even scaled back his original design for the monument. Initially, he'd planned to build statues of 3 Confederate generals. For NPR News, I'm Vince Pearson.